So I found myself scrolling on Instagram Reels yesterday, and before you click off the video and leave a dislike because Instagram Reels is Instagram Reels, I think this story is worth telling for the intro. I came across a video by the account named CC Unsilenced, and here's a snippet of that video. It's fairly wholesome, and it's really just a person making a video to make a video. It's no harm. It's just a person existing, right? And obviously, being an Instagram Reels user, I checked the comments, and I was met with this, and all of these. And I caught myself starting to laugh. Now, and I hope I don't get canceled under 100 subscribers on this channel for saying this, but do I really think laughing at fat people is just funny, like, for just existing? I mean, I hope not. But in that questioning inner thought, I started transitioning that thought into a series of other thoughts. When did Gen Z, or when did our generation become so mean, or why is being mean so normalized now? It's an issue that I find myself in sometimes. I mean, this time was one of the only times that I really found myself questioning why I found this funny. There probably was multiple other times that I was scrolling on Instagram Reels and probably laughed at something that I shouldn't have. Should I find some of this stuff funny? No, but it's normalized, and that makes it okay for me. It shouldn't. If you're new here, welcome to Blurny Blabbles. I'm changing up the style of this content. The Minecraft yapping videos were fun. The Blurry Chicken channel that I have makes me money, but I feel like being 17, this is my last year to really do something that I can really put myself, like a real part of myself, onto the internet before life gets a little too busy for this. Being 17, I'm pretty sure I've witnessed almost every era of Gen Z. I'm pretty sure I'm like in the middle of our generation. I could Google that, but I'm a little too lazy to. Our generation is somehow the most offensive yet offended generation. We're the generation that blew the proportions of those characteristics out of the water to an extent that I don't think any other generation has seen before. And as corny as it is, it really does boil back down to that damn phone. Social media, to be exact. I'm all for social media. I think social media was created to allow us to socialize in a way that's never been possible in human history before. You know, I've been watching YouTube and have been scrolling the internet since I was a toddler, since I was in diapers, you know. However, recently I've seen a shift in our generation, and I assume a lot of other people have noticed a dramatic shift of people on the internet just being flat out disgusting, rude, and just horrible human beings. You know, take this comment for example. I mean, would you ever expect to see someone use this type of language, or, you know, say something like this to someone's face directly? I hope not. However, our generation has normalize this behavior. I remember my freshman year, there was this guy that I knew. He went up to this girl. In classic internet fashion, he was talking to her and asked her straight up to her face, "Is it pink? I bet it's pink." That's disgusting, whether it's on the internet or it's not. But thinking about it now, it was obviously the fault of social media. And I know by saying that story, I probably came across as, "When will women's suffering end?" 6'8", by the way. Hey Siri, can women notice a 1 foot difference? But no, that was a real story, and we were, you know, I was a freshman, that guy was a freshman, but still, it's just sad that that's the way that our brains work because of social media now. And comments like that are just so common, not just on Instagram Reels, but just everywhere. As long as it's been normalized, it'll never go away. Our generation and the stuff that we say on social media has an effect on a developing mind's brain and how we socialize with people. I wouldn't expect someone to go up to another and just start shouting slurs, because that's how comment sections work now.
It's nothing but slurs.
Honestly, anything is possible now with how it has been normalized in our generation. I don't understand why it had to be normalized, the root cause of it all. But in researching this video, I found this video by Finding Sky called The Problem with Gen Z. And they make a very great point about hypocrisy.
SJWs who somehow think that throwing a temper tantrum is an effective way to demonstrate their argument.
Bruh.
They're literally holding up a sign that says no freedom for hate speech while simultaneously yelling hate speech at the professor. The hypocrisy in this video is almost comical.
For some reason, it's been normalized to harass because we think our opinions and our way of thinking and our way of life is superior to others. And of course, that's not the point I'm trying to make, but I'm fairly certain it's also a very big issue with the way our generation portrays ourselves, the way that we come across and treat each other. The way we socialize in the real world is being affected by the way that social media has programmed a lot of us to be. And it's not just the type of language that we use, whether it's derogatory or not. The way we actually are and act, how ignorant our generation can be. By me uploading this video, I'm probably gonna get flamed if someone from my school ever finds this. I honestly argue that being on the internet right now and posting this to a bunch of strangers is a lot more safe for me than saying something like this in front of people in person. But if someone did agree in person, then hell, I guess that's glazing. The logic in that makes absolutely no sense, because if someone's saying something positive, it's seen in a worse view than someone saying something negative. It genuinely just baffles me, and I guess it's just our humor to just bash and bash and bash on things that maybe we don't agree on, we don't like, or doesn't relate to us. Probably more beneficial in your mind to voice your opinion on being negative, because hey, there's like a domino effect in this, because being yourself is putting yourself at risk of being targeted, so why not just be negative too and conform to that group? The logic in that makes sense, but that's what creates that domino effect. It sucks that we're in a generation where we can't truly be ourselves because of the negativity and how mean people are to people just being themselves. So where does that leave us? Where does that leave our generation? Well, we're simultaneously the most offensive and the most offended generation. We reward negativity with really successful careers, and we don't allow people to voice their own opinions slash be themselves, because supposedly it's easier that way. And with so many other issues that our generation has, I guess the best way I could put it is we're really cooked. You know, I can go on and on about issues our generation is going to be facing, but we'll leave this one with the topic it's at. You know, I don't want to live in a world where negativity is rewarded more than positivity. I'd rather social media be used the way it should be used. We already have enough problems in the world. Being negative, it's just so easy to fix. I just find it baffling how it's getting worse. I think our generation is just mean. We reward negativity and have a system that's just really not beneficial to anyone. But I mean, I guess that's just the way it goes. So yeah, our generation is mean, our generation is cooked. Saying this in this video, that's negative in itself, but it's the truth that you need to hear. The main issue really is just the way our generation portrays ourselves and how rude we really can be. I'm sounding like a broken record, so I'm probably gonna end it right there. It's 3 a.m. right now, so I should probably go to bed. Just try to be nice, you know? Like, you know, maybe don't fuel some of these negative antics that are being pushed on the internet and getting so normalized. I see no point in it anymore. I feel corny saying it, but in a way, I also think it just shouldn't exist anymore.